Marcus.
Hi, he hasn't come on yet.
Hey, Tana, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Great. Are y'all home or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Everything's going okay? He only had to stay that day, but it's just been a messy nursing job.
Mm-hmm.
But he's better.
That's great. Feeling much better, or is he still having complications?
Well, he doesn't feel bad. It's just that, you know, she really, she's an ENT besides a plastic surgeon, and
mm-hmm.
you trim both sides of those lobes, as well as his nose, you know, all on the outside. So it just doesn't look very pleasant. And I'm not a nurse, I can tell you that. Oh, I see blood. It chills go down my legs. But I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good.
And I don't know if you know, Lisa broke her arm. And she's having surgery Wednesday.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Her whole elbow is disjointed. And it's been almost a week, but they had to wait because her arm is so swollen.
What happened?
So Hector's off, you know, he's working, so that
mm-hmm.
means, you know, I had to go with her yesterday, and even last night, they made her go for EKG and prep for surgery.
She didn't move.
She didn't know.
How's Tony doing?
He's doing much better.
Good.
We've got the daughter with the broken arm and surgery next Wednesday. So, maybe
sure.
The story Pharaoh, you know, when Moses said they wanted to leave, and he said, well, you can leave, but you've got to leave the children and the animals. When the negative system can't get you, it works on your other, you know, on your
right.
family members. It's just another degree of having certainty, you know, that it'll all
mm-hmm.
come out. Okay. Just keep plodding along.
Right.
So let us begin the plot.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Sera, Alapekimo, Yotat Sadi, Kaberinat, Amcha sadhenu, pacharenu, nora, ufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe yehudha, kevava shamren. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barhen tacharen, rachame sitkacha, tami ramlen, betet resh, saritaf gimel. Chasin kadosh, biro tucha, nae adata. Hetufet tetnunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zofre kidushata. Yud gimelamet pezayim kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodeya talimot. Shin Kufas, Sadi Yutta. have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ra'al Chesed V'emes, Nota Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary, on Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bitilu, erhimu tilu tilu erhimu. Le'asa l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yehuda shelim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Be'leila Mila Be'alma Divae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga Peyakalana Tehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolaits Derich Bealma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within them. All three verses have the name, the letters of this name, separated by two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imad ele lo tishbe'u li, v'yasafti li'asra echem sheva al chatotechem. Next we study a verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh ishalav uva bekapo unkava kein paro Melech Mitzrayim L'kol Habochim Alav. The third verse is from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleiti hakotecha Hashmim al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. Through these letters, the verse connects to the energy of our current year. There are 13 of these verses, and we are studying one each month. The verse we study for the month of Tevet is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 25. Ha'iroti mitzafon vayat mimizrach shemesh yikra vishmi v'yavo seganim kimo chomer u'kmo yotzer yirmas itit. There is a fifth verse that starts with the letter Kaf and ends with the letter Tet. Again, through these letters, it connects to the energy of our current year. This verse is from the letter Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. Taktav hadudei charetz yirpad charutz aleitit. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo ha-melech liroto vayomer Amnon el ha-melech tavo natamar achoti utlabev. Le'ene shete levivot v'evre mi'ada. The second verse that connects to the year 5778 has concealed within it that name, the name of the year. It is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiaha wawoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai. L'Adonai Ohewahe Ve'ata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake-up call as well as the energy of the goats. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the wake up is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai, yo hei wahei, Elohechem Anta Devaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot. Vayehaskum achehem ha-levim ad kelod hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Lala He, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, He, Aka, A, Rekaha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol Hamachavuyan, Asher Yitabe, Yashno, Varets Vihipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roal yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom leami li Yisrael untati v'shakan taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of Hashem. We do this with the tool of saying the letters with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Meheshi lalahe ata ata heta hezayo alada la awa heheya yozala mebehe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela Nula ha, yo yo yo, me la hey, 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 wa. Nuta hey, hey, ah, ah, yo re ta, she, ah, hey. Re yo yo, ah, wa me, la ka be, wa she re. Yo hey, wa, la hey, hey, ka wa ko, me nu da. Anu yo, hey, ah, me. Re hey, ah, yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la hey, sa a la, a re yo, a shi la, me yo hey, wa hey wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me me, nu nu wa, nu yo ta, me be hey, spe wa yo, nu me me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me tsa re. Wa me be yo hey hey, anu wa me hey yo. Da me be me nu ko, ayo wa hey be wa. Re a hey yo be me, hey yo yo me wa me. Well now, connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he me he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey o she a la me nu hey ya nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey. Ala wa me za yo, da he be me ta ko, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. Well now, we will the names of the Tzaddikim who left this evening, this day of the eighth day of Tevet. The eighth day of Tevet is considered one of the most negative days of the year. Not because of negative things that happen in the physical world, but because of the energy. And we can read from our understanding of the physical event that took place on this eighth day. This was the day that the Gedaliah, the king, appointed by Nebuchadnezzar and not directed on our physical level by Hashem, perhaps, we don't really know, except we do. We've learned that whatever happens in the physical world is part of the plan of creation. But on this day, Gedaliah was assassinated. One of the people who left this day is a woman by the name of Chaya Mushka. She was the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek, which was one of the seven Chabad Rebbes. I always lose track of which one. And the eighth verse of the Anna the Koach, we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, in case any of us have not yet done so tonight. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu Adonai, Echad. And as I've started to do once again on the last link on the Universal Times link, opens up to a meditation that is important to follow and learn. It is the unification of Hashem's name with the word Ani. It is a way of helping bring our soul into balance with Hashem, into the central column, or more into the central column. Mahut Yoaheni Wayohe, Yoaheni Wayohe, Yoaheni Wayohe, Yesod, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Hod, Yuahuni Wuyohu, Yuahuni Wuyohu. You ahuni wu yohu netzach. I ahimi wi yohi. I ahimi wi yohi. I ahimi wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yivura. Ye ahimi wi yohu. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Chesed. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Bina. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Yeah, him he way yo hair. Hakma. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish, which can also be found at the top, towards the top of the unique astrological times landing page. It kadal ve it kadash shemei rabbah. And we all say amen. Be alma divrah. Vakirute Viam Lich Malkute Vihaye Honu Viomeho Nuvihaye Vikobet Yisrael Vagala Uvizman Kariv Itbarafi Ishtabach Vitpa'ar Vitromam Vitnase Vitadar Vitale Vitalal Shemede Kucha Le'ela Min Kol Birkata Vashirata Tushbechata V'nechemata De'amiran Be'alma Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim Aleinu Yalpo Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose Shalom Bim Roma Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu V'yalpo Yisrael V'imru Amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayechi. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. Scroll down about an inch and a half to the Parasha of Vayechi. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 6. Where we will begin after a L'shem Yichud at Pasuk 50. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tegit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Koninei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Koninehu. Vayid Chazek Yisrael, Vayayeshev Al Hamita, Veraza Dikra Bait Hahiyo Yamod Mikael Asar Hagadol Haomed Al Bnei Amcha V'haita Etzara Rabbi Shimon Amar Dagurat Yedad Mikael Rav Revaba Yeshev Al Hamita Kamalea Hawa Mikad Mat Tena Sagid Leman Hawa Sagid Sagid Liarsa Hawa Arsa Tertiha Minea Lemahuka Hawa Sagide Hawa Haviva Minea. The translation. And Israel straightened himself and sat upon the bed. The secret of the verse is, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great chief angel who stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Rabbi Shimon says, this is the might of the great Michael who will stand up for Israel at the time of redemption, which will be a time of trouble such as never seen since there was a nation. The scripture concludes with, "And Israel strengthened and sat upon the bed, as before when he bowed upon it, as it is written, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head, but now he sat upon it." He asked, "To whom did Jacob bow? If you say he bowed to the bed, which is Malchut, the bed was ready to receive from him, and the giver does not bow before the receiver." He answers, "He bowed to the circumcision, the secret of Yesod, of which he was fond." My commentary. Jacob bowed to Joseph, which means he shared energy with Joseph. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the verse becomes clear as written. Pasuk 51. Please feel free to ask questions anytime during the class. Ki hilel yeduhu da kodesh Hashem asher ahelu va'al bat el mekar Kadistala ziveya mineya al hoveihon lahawaleya yamimekam kameya veitar kat matronita min malka bezeil dilayachla Lushavka la livra veni mi amin lemikalchon wahawa beara kadishahu behadichon amin nukrain min ameya tzavei lememar Al shekinta b'neihon begaluta v'idana delahawa v'ara v'hiyo v'ara amin b'ziwa d'Yisrael istamaru amaya Be the Sahra Nehom. The translation. For Judah has profaned the holiness of Hashem, which he loved, and has married the daughter of a strange El. He was asked a difficult question about the meaning of married the daughter of a strange El. He says, when the light was gone from Zeranpin due to Israel's sins, the Shekhinah could not stand before Zeranpin and was exiled from the king, to which she went together with Israel into exile among the nations. Since she could not leave her children among the nations to be killed, Zeranpin was in the Holy Land, and by having foreign nations with him, as it says, married the daughter of a strange El. It conveys that the Shekhinah was going into exile with them among the nations, when she was not in the land of Israel, but in other lands. Thus, by the light of Israel, the nations around them were preserved. Therefore, it says, married the daughter of a strange El. It looks as if it is an interpolation from the words it conveys. My commentary. This pasuk is describing a spiritual law of cause and effect on a specific aspect of history. When the children of Israel are in exile, the nations that they are living within are receiving additional energy so that they do not self-destruct from their inner essence. The inner essence of each nation. This is why whenever the children of Israel were pushed out of a country or an empire, that empire or that country declined. This is the cause of the Dark Ages and many other aspects of physical history. Pasuk 52. Tana Amar Rabbi Yosei Tirein Rav Ravin Havotichot Kar Se Yikara Kadisha Vahashemeya Had Meinun Arsa Dehawa Share Begazeya Tehe Kala Vahanan Begaluta La Ishtar Beinana Ela Dadzineya Vahu Khatum Min Shemeya Tikud Shabarithu. The translation. We learned, Rabbi Yossi said, that there were two ministers, namely angels, under the Holy Throne of Gloria. The one by name of Mata dwells within the treasury of the temple. And here we are in exile, and nothing remained to us but him, who is of the nature of the Holy One, blessed be he, and is impressed by the name of the Holy One, blessed be he. This is the angel Memtet, whose name is as the name of his master, as it is written of him, for my name is in him. My commentary. The gematria of Memtet is 314. Which is the gematria of the name Shaddai, one of the names used on the scroll of the mezuzah. Shaddai is a name associated with limitations, as it was used to stop the expansion of the physical universe. Pasuk 53. Hahi dikti hine anochi sholeach malach lefanecha lishmarcha vigomer la lemala al lemalala hake el alma diate kad parishna Beatreya, Vehi Otsara, Bearcha Anasharena, Shekinta Benechon, Venatra Lakon, Begaluta Vehi O Natrat Yatkon, Adetete. Yat kon li arachon kimad havetun mikad matina asher hakinoti motavan hawa mikad matina. The translation. It is written, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you. It is not worthy to speak that way only of the world that is coming, namely Bina, as we explained it to be the protection along the way. To wit, the power to protect comes from Bina. Therefore, it was Bina which said to Israel, behold, I send an angel, namely the Shekhinah, to keep you. And no other grade, because protection comes from it. It said, I cause the Shekhinah to dwell among you, and she will protect you in exile. She will protect you until bringing you to your country, as you were before. This is what is written, I have prepared, with which the verse concludes, to the place which I have prepared. For the land was their dwelling place even before. My commentary. The verse explains that Bina is the cause of Malchut rising up to Bina. When human activity creates separation between Zeranpin and Malchut, Bina also makes sure that the human movement is to return to the land of Israel, as described by the Bible. Pasuk 54. Da shekinta min memtet v'itarkat matronita min malka adete tu v'atraha v'raza ki rak og melech habashan mishar mi eter harpayim hine arsho Arso Eresh Barzel Alohi Berabat Bnei Amon Kid Fareshna Beatrea. The translation. The angel mentioned is the Shekhinah, clothed and working through Memtet, for an exile called Way. The Shekhinah was exiled from the king Zeranpin, and she works through Memtet until the time of redemption, when she will return to her place, to Zeranpin. It is a mystery that for only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bed is a bed of iron. Is it not in Rabbah of the children of Ammon? As we explained elsewhere. My commentary. When the earlier explanation is understood, this pasuk becomes clear as written. Pasuk 55. V'archa v'itmetal l'galuta natar v'yachon b'galuta al-kad-ata t'te-te alechon ad-yete v'yeo v'yachon li'ara t'kayim Lavahat kon teit natrat. Translation. In the way, which is a parable of the exile, the Shekhinah will protect you from all the troubles which will come upon you until he will come and gather you into the land which he promised to your fathers, which is kept for you. My commentary. If you follow the actions of the mitzvot, including the study of the kavanah of each mitzvah, then the pasuk is clear. Pasuk 56. Rav Reva Tanya Na Kinyanahu Tehu Techot Karse Kadisha Deshare Begazeya Tehekala Hu Noriel Teha Rav Reva Teyisrael Veitmane Alehon Bekol Edan Dahawat Matronita im Malka Hawa Nafek Rial Kada Mehom Memtet Wehu Kabel Pul Kantum Raku Chabri Hu Kinura Kadit Batil Nuradit Galio Aistalak Ziwa Aistalka Matronita Minmalka. The translation. The second minister underneath the holy throne, which dwells in the treasure of the temple, is Nuriel. For the minister appointed over Israel, namely the first minister under the holy throne, Memtet, when the Shekhinah was with the king, would come and go before them. The second minister, Nuriel, would receive the worship of Israel to the Holy One, blessed be he, as fire. The Aramaic word is Nura. And when the fire was no more, because Israel were exiled, her light was gone, and the Shekhinah departed from the king. My commentary. Nuriel is the angel Mata, which is taught by Rabbi Ashlag in the Ten Luminous Emanations. It is the idea that a fire becomes an ember when it runs out of fuel and reemerges when fuel is available. Pasuk 57.
Rabbi Shimon Tapatach Ve'amar Lini Halayla Ve'haya Baboker Im Yigalech Tov Yigal Amar Rabbi Yosef Shalet Rachame Aldina Ve'yar Elokim Et Haor Kito Tovior Shavin Tehu Mibuo Denachalim Dein Din Pak Min Chon Yama Denachalar Tivalama.
Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, well, literally good, let him do the kinsman's part. Ruth is the secret of Malchut, which is judgment, and good is mercy. Rabbi Yosef said, mercy is more powerful than judgment. And Elohim saw the light that it was good. Hence, goodness and light are equal, for it is the source of all the springs, whence the sea and all the rivers in the world come from. The meaning of the words concerning Ruth are that if he will do the kinsman's part, good. Is that mercy called good? Will do the kinsman's part by Ruth and have control over her, who is judgment? My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag's comments in the capital letters are making this pasuk clear as written. Pasuk 58.
Tana Amar Rabbi Shimon Zina Hadasalikna Penahetna Leyan Harab Mabule Danachalin Besalek Batrai Rabbi Abba Amar li b'maya aski tu el b'hai karadikol tan chalim hokin el hayam v'chayam einenu male mizivwe it periyu kol ravrvayayo demin alma umin Zimde, it's the view. Nahalayayo, Teinu Behaikara, Tehamale Behaigaluta, Tehahashoka, Waafela, Hibata Deima, Aved Lehol Elav, Nahalala Aved Liratea. Halawa shalim adhayete gisahara tilahawa begaluta. The translation. We learn that Rabbi Shimon said, once I went up and down to shine at the source of the springs. Rabbi Abba came up after me and said to me, with what are you occupied? I said to him, with the verse, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. From the light of Bina were created all the ministers in the world, and from its light flow all the rivers, namely the rivers. In the verse, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. The sea is malchut, is not full when in exile, because the darkness and obscurity in the exile were made by a mother's love, by Bina. And were it not for darkness, the river would not have been created, which shines onto the daughter, malchut. The sea shall not be filled and made whole until the other side, which was not in exile, would have come, namely the right side, upon which no klipa has ever any control. Then the sea, malchut, will be filled. My commentary. When the right column flows into malchut, Malchut will move toward the central column and away from the left column, and Malchut will find its way home to the land of Israel, which is the central column. That's the end of our class for tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow's classes, one is at 10:30 West Coast time, the other at 3. The first, we will continue our discussions of the Mashiach, and the 3 o'clock class, we will continue our teachings of the advanced reincarnation classes. I bid you all a Shavua Tov and hope you have a wonderful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Shavua Tov.
Thank you. Shavua Tov. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Shavua Tov.
Shalom.
Shalom.